This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on It Takes a Village, but do we all have one? These are the dog days. Walking the dog or loading the car means a full-on sweat. A cold shower is delayed until minutes before the dash to work. Unsurprisingly, fingers find themselves checking temperature listings in Wyoming and Ontario. Just saying. Meanwhile, the task of the day can't be avoided or delayed any longer. It turned out once I started opening all her mail over the last many months that my mother had not been getting a homestead property tax exemption, which, like the NFL Saints and Mardi Gras, is one of the sacred traditions of Louisiana. Going to the elected tax assessor's office in the swelter of August also used to be a sacred tradition when we had eight of them, as people would line up for hours and days to appeal for a reduction. I can remember in high school hearing my dad talk about the experience more than once. So though I started trying to deal with straightening the mess out for in January and came close to getting it done in February, the window for appeals was now open in August, so the clock was ticking. Nothing is easy about the process. You have to have a current utility bill and 18 months worth of records. Of course, my mother's name was not on the bill, only my father's, so there's that. The power of attorney has to be recorded at the conveyance office at the clerk of court's office across from City Hall. But of course, when I present myself, they assume that the assessor needs a copy of the bill of sale, which lists my mother, of course, by her maiden name, which she hasn't enjoyed for over 70 years. What year did they buy the house, I'm asked. I'm positive it was after I moved out of the city. We looked in a half dozen old tax record books in a separate room for that year, but no luck. So that meant going over to City Hall to another office to find the right book and page, since they could find the records by that address. Computers? What computers? You'd better hurry, I was advised. They're only open to the public until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. What? But what a surprise. The woman there couldn't have been nicer and was able to find the record in no time. Hey, you want a copy as well? It's only a dollar. You bet, especially if I never have to come back here. Then it's to the assessor's office where I steeled myself for the crowds and the wait. I walked in and asked if I was in the right place. No one was there. I took a number as instructed. They told me to sit in the front row, but I was alone. I asked the super friendly receptionist, and with a smile she said, yes, times had changed. No one could believe the crowds were gone thanks to online appeals, automatic computerized property appraisals, and only one assessor now. But no, my paperwork wasn't right still. The assessor's office didn't need the proof from the property records at the conveyance office. They needed me to record the power of attorney to sit in front of them for my mother in the first place. So I run back across the street to the clerk's office. $133 later, I have a power of attorney recorded. As I stood in a bank of desks listening to the women there, steadily handling paperwork, kidding each other about number 7 didn't know this procedure, desk 4, number 4 will help you, I'm too busy, so forth with a machine-like efficiency and a sense of humor unexpected in the bowels of the bureaucracy. What the heck, while I'm waiting, the friendly lady at City Hall said I could get a copy of the original bill of sale now that I know my steel-trap memory of when my parents bought their house was 1,000% wrong and off by several years. What was I thinking? Then, back to the assessor's office, back to the right desk. Whoops. The power of attorney, though crystal clear that it covers all real estate, doesn't work for them because they suddenly wanted to specifically name the address of my mother's home where she spends 24 hours of every day. Was I going to have to start all over with the clock ticking on the appeal? For all the helpful people I'd converted to my cause over these hours, now I was full-on reptilian, as my daughter cautions against continually, as my inner organizer erupts. In February, I'd been sent the adjustment forms after calling. My mother had signed them, but then I'd been told I needed 5 years of utility records, I thought, at least, and couldn't get them, which is why I was there now. Over the divider sat the woman who had sent me the forms, it turned out, which luckily I'd brought with me. I kept talking. They called supervisors who'd authorized sending the previous forms. Maybe they could simply check my mother's signature on the POA against her earlier signature and accept these forms. Talk, talk, talk. And finally, where there was no justice, there was mercy. The forms were accepted with a lengthy scolding. I walked out relieved, and the super-friendly assessor's reception chatted me up as I walked out how they wanted to make people happy. I went back to the counter and told them how close it had come before I'd reverted to another of my daughter's wiles and went full meltdown, crying chanky, as she called it. It takes a village, but I couldn't help thinking what might have happened to someone else and whether they would have gotten the exemption or qualified for the refund. I'm not so sure. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.